Northern Iraq is waiting for a voice. Side effects of West Africa's Ebola crisis go beyond the medical realm, and a children's ministry is being reborn. Details are next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. In following the situation in Iraq, the terror group that's been running amok in the region has been identified as ISIS, ISIL, and the Islamic State. So which is it? Baptist Global Response's Abraham Shepherd says.
You refer to them as ISIS, if you want to be correct, from political perspective.
And that's the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS. Shepherd ought to know. He's handling the BGR refugee response in northern Iraq. The people who are arriving daily are in shock. They'll take any shelter they can find. Many had normal lives before the attacks.
Overnight, they have nothing but the clothes on their back. And so BGR were there to provide the basic necessities of life, to let them know that we care. There's a bigger body that really loves them and care about them.
In being the hands and feet of Christ, BGR workers see the grief. And this is where you come in. Pray and advocate.
Tell the stories. Tell the stories. These people have names. They have a story. They have pain.
We've got some useful links that will help you do just that at our website. Meanwhile, you know the feeling of helplessness when you're completely overwhelmed? Russian Ministries is helping to keep churches in Ukraine from feeling that way. Mark Papierski of Russian Ministries describes the current state of events.
Back in March was just the 11,000 to 12,000 Tatars from Crimea that were going over the border. Now has increased to over 260,000 refugees from eastern Ukraine that are going into western Ukraine. And the only source for help is the evangelical church.
But Russian Ministries has developed a plan that addresses the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of these refugees. The result?
A lot of the people are coming have no church background and wouldn't step into an evangelical church before this crisis happened. But now after they've been loved on and fed and cared for, then after the physical needs are met, then you can work on the spiritual needs that they have.
You'll find more details on how you can help at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. The side effects of a massive Ebola outbreak like the one gripping West Africa aren't limited to physical health. EFCA Reach Global says children they care for in Liberia are now at high risk, but it's not infection they're worried about. Costs of living, like fuel and food, are skyrocketing because of the Ebola outbreak. Caring for kids' physical and spiritual needs has become a struggle. At missionnetworknews.org, we've got some tools that'll help you come alongside Reach Global. Meanwhile, Marketplace Missions, a sister ministry to Global Advance, turns 10 this year. In that decade, they've helped to train and equip over 20,000 Christian business leaders with practical and biblical business principles. Why? Well, because helping Christian business people in developing nations increases economic and spiritual capital throughout the world. For the next 10 years, they need spiritual warriors, trainers, and more equippers. Can you help? And for Christians, spiritual rebirth through Christ means new life. For a U.S. children's ministry, rebirth also means new life, but its purpose is staying the same. Terry Ritchie of Keys for Kids Ministry says his Kids Radio, formerly a production of Cornerstone University, is being reborn and rebranded as Keys for Kids Radio.
We have created a studio in our new offices for the Keys for Kids Radio. Paws and Tails, We Kids, Karen and Kids, Kids Corner, Soon to Talk to the Pond. All those folks are real excited about this kind of rebirth of the radio station.
They're hoping to have everything ready by October 23rd, the 25th anniversary of His Kids Radio. Will you keep Keys for Kids in your prayers as they get this important children's ministry back up and running?
We really need a lot of prayer, especially going through all the changes we have this year. And remember to pray for the people in this organization. We are few doing a mighty job.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., the founder of SGA. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.